Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2015 first half results presentation. Ignacio Colmenares, CEO of the company, will conduct the presentation. Please go ahead.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to ENCE's first half 2015 results conference call. I'm here today with our CFO, Alfredo Avello, our Capital Markets Head, Rafa Rico, and our IR, Rocío Herrera. Let me first of all present with Alfredo our first half results. We will then be pleased to answer your questions. You may download the presentation from our website. Let's start with slide number two. We have a good pulp price environment and a strong dollar, which benefit the top of our line company. Our management efforts are focused on reducing cash costs and increasing EBITDA and cash generation. During the first half of 2015, we have reached an EBITDA of 77 million euros. We maintain our target of generating an annual EBITDA of 200 million euros. I'm very pleased to announce that yesterday, the board approved an interim dividend payment of 11 million euros, which represent 0.044 euros per share. We will keep reducing our cash costs as one of the main drivers to achieve our EBITDA target of 200 million euros this year. We think we can achieve a target of 321 euros per ton by the end of 2016. Therefore, our investment efforts are focused on reducing costs and increasing production. We are adding 40,000 tons of capacity, which will dilute our fixed costs and increase our EBITDA. Pulp prices maintain strong trend. We are now at $810 per ton, and we believe this situation will continue. Thanks to these measures, today, we see free cash flow generation close to 100 million euros for this year. Pontevedra's license renewal is on track. We think we will have a positive conclusion of the process before year-end. Let's now go to slide three. In first half 2015, adjusted EBITDA reached 85 million euros. Quarterly EBITDA will continue to increase during 2015, boosted by the cash cost reduction and better pulp prices than in the first half. Recurrent net profit for the six months is 28 million euros and will increase during the year for the same reason. Following with this slide number four, we are generating a strong net operating cash flow. During the first half of the year, it has reached 69 million euros. We will maintain our asset disposal program that will also help our strong cash generation profile during the following quarters. In slide number five, you can see pulp price evolution. Solid demand for eucalyptus pulp is related to growth of tissue consumption, not only in Asia, but also in Western world. There is no overcapacity in pulp production in China or in Asia. That is not the case for other commodities like steel. Pulp prices nominated in dollars are already higher in Asia, Middle East, and U.S. markets than in Europe. This allows us to continue raising prices in Europe. Therefore, pulp prices are strong, and we believe the situation will continue. Let's go to slide six. We maintain our focus on decreasing cash costs. We have 365 euros per ton in first half 2015. Our target for 2015 year-end is 336, and as mentioned before, 321 by 2016 year-end. We introduced in May a new pricing policy for our wood suppliers. This policy introduces flexibility in the contracts linking wood prices to the pulp price. This may reduce the pace of cost reduction in wood over the short term, but will introduce a variable component in the cash cost, which will benefit the company in the future. The main drivers behind cash cost reduction during the rest of 2015 are chemicals consumption reduction, increase in pulp production, results of the June efficiency investments. In slide seven, you can see an explanation of our hedging policy. We have been actively managing our currency exposures. The company is implementing a hedging program currently covering up to 40% of its US dollar exposure to pulp revenues for the coming 12 months. Now, I would like to let our CFO explain our first half results.
Thanks, Ignacio. Ladies and gentlemen, let's start with analysis of our first half 2015 consolidated earnings. Turning into slide nine, let me show you how the company continues delivering the significant benefits of our last year restructuring process, as well as of our cost-cutting and efficiency programs. We achieved a total consolidated sales figure for the semester of 313 million euros, some 7% lower compared to those of first half 2014, all explained by the shutting down of the pulp production in Huelva. Our recurrent EBITDA for the semester reached 85 million euros, which means delivering over three and a half times the figure reached in the first half of 2014. Looking closely at the semester, second quarter 2015 delivered a recurrent EBITDA of 46 million euros, 19% higher than the 39 million euros delivered in the first quarter, supporting the announced growing trend that should continue throughout the year. This means increasing the recurrent EBITDA margin of the company from 7% in the first half of 2014 up to 25% in first quarter 2015, and again up to almost 30% in the second quarter of 2015. Extraordinary items for the first semester are mainly related to consulting fees from the technicians hired to support our efficiencies plan, as well as the last quarter mentioned increased provisions to the long-term management bonus plan linked to the share price. Finally, we achieved 22 million euros of net income compared with the 49 million euro losses of last year's first semester and the 92 million euro losses of the second semester. Again, when closely looking at it from a quarterly basis, second quarter 2015 showed a net income of 12.4 million euros, 29% higher of the 9.7 million euros delivered in the first quarter. Let me reinforce in slide 10 how Ence is implementing the announced strategy of separating the two business lines in which develops its operations, managing them on a ring-fence basis. Just to remind those two business lines, on one side, we have the pulp business in Navia and Pontevedra, also including 75 MW cogeneration activities as part of our pulping process, and 37 MW biomass plant directly related to the Navia pulp mill. On the other side, we have the 111 MW energy business generated through standalone biomass plants located one in Mérida and two in Huelva. In order to implement this strategy, the first step is building a sub-holding structure, Ence Energía, under which we will affiliate all three standalone plants. This is currently being done. Secondly, we're in the process of successfully restructuring the project finance facilities, accommodating its supply scheme to the new regulation, recouping 30 million euros of undrawn amounts, reducing its cost, and ensuring a non-recourse situation to the holding company, Ence Energía y Celulosa. Once this is finally achieved for both business lines, we will manage them independently. Now, following into slide 12, let's specifically analyze our pulp business. Focusing on our current mills, Compared with first half 2014, sales increased by 19% from 22 million euros up to 262 million euros. Also, now focusing on the semester, from first quarter 15 to second quarter 15, sales have also grown, in this case, by 6%. The increase in our sales figure is supported by higher pulp and energy prices, also boosted by a positive US dollar exchange rate environment. Now, coming down to production data, pulp production has been penalized by a longer maintenance stop in Navia. 21 days in 2015 compared to 12 days in 2014. The reason for this larger shutdown has been the implementation of the payback for efficiency programs, as well as phase one of the 40,000 ton capacity increase for the first 20,000 tons. Adjusting for this impact, production would have grown by 3%. Continuing with slide 13 and comparing first half 15 with the same period in 2014, ENCE has been able to reduce and maintain its cash cost down to a 365 euro ton level. As we explained in previous calls, the cash cost reduction was not linearly even throughout the year and will depend upon the different investments coming from our efficiency plans. Now that we have successfully executed the payback for efficiency plans in Navia and phase one of its 40,000 ton capacity increase, reduction trend should continue. Also, to support these reduction efforts, we have hired some of the most important technicians and consultant firms in the field. Firms like Andritz, Poiri, and Falconi to confirm and achieve our objectives. As our CEO has already mentioned, this quarter we have also initiated a new payment procedure to our wood suppliers, linking the wood cost to pulp prices, gaining flexibility. That is the other main reason behind this quarter most cost flat behavior. After those implementations, as said, cost reduction trend should evolve south again. Now, turning to slide 15, let's focus on our energy business coming from our standalone biomass plants. Energy production increased by 80% thanks to the contribution of Merida 20 megawatt and Huelva 41 megawatt plants. When comparing with first half 14, we have also increased sales by 98% or 21 million euros, pushed by 42% higher energy prices. The company maintains its hedging policy for electricity prices. Right now, second half of the year is 75% hedged at an average price of 51 euros per megawatt hour. Coming down to EBITDA in slide 16, our standalone biomass plants have contributed 15 million euros to the company compared to the 6 million euro contributed in first half 14. Second semester of the year should improve its running rate EBITDA since the first half has been penalized by a 40-day stop to comply with the regulatory limitations set at 6,500 hour maximum yearly generation. This 4-day stop was decided to benefit from the seasonal weaker pool market performance during the second quarter of the year. Now, let me pass back the lead of our presentation to our CEO to continue with the status of our cost-cutting program.
Thank you, Alfredo. In slide 18, we explain our successful cost-cutting program. During the June maintenance stop, we have made the first phase of a 40,000-ton capacity increase in Navia. we have also executed successfully efficiency investments worth 21.5 million euros, and we expect an annual impact of 8 million euros in EBITDA and 9 euros per ton in cash cost reduction. In slide number 20, you can see the positive evolution of the cash flow generation. Cash conversion has been very high due to the positive evolution of working capital and moderate CapEx investment during the first half. The sale of non-core assets will also help the amount of cash generated by the company. We believe that cash generation will improve during the second half of 2015 due to EBITDA growth during the year and non-core assets disposals. Let's go to slide 21. Thanks to the cash generated, we have managed to increase the liquidity available for the company and reduced the corporate net debt to 150 million euros. We have generated this cash despite two major payments we have made during the semester, 25 million euros of dividend payment and 25 million euros of notes redemption in June. As Alfredo mentioned, we are implementing a ring-fence strategy with our debt, so our two businesses will be financially independent very soon. Now turning to slide 22. We have total assets available for sale worth 76 million. The sale of industrial assets in Huelva, worth 39 million, is on track to be closed during the next 12 months. We have already sold assets worth 2.1 million euros and received 1.5 million euros in advance for the sale of another 12.3 million euros. Asset sales will continue during the year. Following with slide 24, we believe the global pulp consumption will continue to increase as living standards improve worldwide. Chinese and Indian demand will be significant in this evolution. There will also be significant demand growth in Southern and Eastern Europe. The supply of new capacity is limited, so new demand will maintain pulp prices strong. We have already implemented the increase to $810 per ton, which has been followed by other market players. Further increases of pulp prices are probable during this year. Turning to slides 25 and 26 as a summary of the presentation. Our competitiveness recovery plan is on track. We see now 200 million euros EBITDA and 100 million euros free cash flow for 2015 and 2016. Board has approved an interim dividend payment of 11 million euros. We forecast strong pulp prices for 2015 and 2016. We have implemented a new hedging program to reduce currency risks for the company. We have ring-fenced our two separate businesses to make them financially independent. We maintain our focus on cost-cutting. We target cash costs of 321 euros per ton by 2016. Finally, after a favorable administrative decision of Pontevedra's expiration file, we have reinitiated the extension request. We strongly believe we can obtain Pontevedra's concession renewal by the government before the end of this year. Thank you very much. We are now open to your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session starts now. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Once again, please press 01 on your telephone keypad if you wish to ask a question. Thank you. First question comes from José Rito from BPI. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi, good morning. Just to clarify on the hedging program. We should only have an impact, positive or negative, if the euro-US dollar, we have changes on the euro-US dollar outside of the range provided, right? This will be my first question related with the hedging. The second one is, if you see any gain or losses, will that be accounted at financial or EBITDA? And also, what is the cost of this hedging strategy? Is this relevant? This will be my first questions related with the hedging program. The second question on the target of 200 million euros of EBITDA for this year. What is the assumption in terms of pulp volumes and cash costs? Because this target should mean an average of 61.5 million euros EBITDA per quarter in the second half of this year, which I think is a little bit aggressive. And I'm already assuming current prices of $810 per ton and the current euro per ton of 1.09. So the 200 million euros is because you are assuming a higher pulp price in the second half, and if that is the case, what could be the... If you can provide a reference for the pulp prices and to your assumption of 200 million euros EBITDA. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your question, Joselito. Regarding hedging, yes, we have a tunnel. That means that if the dollar is stronger than 1.06, we will not benefit for this increase in this 40% we have hedged. And if the dollar goes lower than 1.15, we have a stop loss. There is no cost, and there is no impact on the EBITDA, and there is no cost of this structure for our company. Regarding your second question, our assumption is that we are going to be a bit higher than 480,000 tons in the second half of the year. We work with average prices of $815, and like you, with a dollar of 1.09. And with that, we have this EBITDA, and then we have this 100 million euros free cash flow. You have to take into account that the free cash flow for the company after dividend payment has been 33 million euros on the first half of the year. In slide number 20, you have the leverage cash flow from operations in first half, 58 million euros. You have to deduce the dividend payments in first half, 25 million euros, you arrive to 33. We estimate this figure to be 67 in second half. On top of the EBITDA, we estimate payments linked to the Huelva shutdown last year by 17. Payments of the energy crops removal because of the energy reform last year by 4 million euros in this second half of the year. We estimate income by the assets disposals in second half of 33 million euros. We will pay CapEx of this program we are doing, and the June CapEx already down by 33 million euros in second half. We estimate interest payments of 14, and this 11 million euros of interim dividend payment the board approved yesterday. That's why we arrived to 100. Thank you very much, Joselito.
Okay. Could you just clarify on the volumes, what is your assumption in terms of volumes for the second half of the year?
Sorry, what is it?
The volumes, pulp volumes sold.
400,000 tons.
Okay.
Next question comes from Nuno Estácio from BESI. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for your presentation. The first question is on, you mentioned that you expect to secure Pontevedra extension by the end of this year. What steps are still needed for that to happen? And what is the process until year-end? The second question is on the bond buyback. You have a call option on the bond next year and then the following years. Are you going to exercise it? How does it work? And the final question, in terms of of future CapEx, what do you expect to spend in your pulp mills in the next couple of years? And if are you planning to do any M&A? Because and relating that with the ring fencing that you are doing of your activity, just to understand exactly why and if this is a first step for future M&A or for future investments. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Nuno, for your questions. I will answer some of those questions, and Alfredo will give you more details regarding the bond. First question was Pontevedra. The process of license renovation for the factory is an administrative one. We have been following the process thoroughly, and we cannot foresee now any inconvenience for its successful conclusion. Let me remind you what we expect. Regarding the expediente de caducidad, expiry of the concession, the parties have already received from the authorities the proposal of resolution which supports our interests. We are waiting now for the official communication, which is going to happen during the next 10 days. We will apply for the extension of the concession to the Dirección General de Costas, Coastal Authority, once this has been officially communicated. This directorate will then refer the application to the Environment Department of the Regional Authority, Xunta de Galicia. We expect this to be solved with a positive resolution in less than 3 months' time. After the positive resolution, the extension of the concession will be published in the Boletín Oficial del Estado, the official state gazette in Spain. We expect this will happen during fourth quarter 2015. Regarding the bond, yes, we have amortized 10% and we are working in reducing the cost of this bond, and we are working in this ring fence Alfredo explained to you. Alfredo, please.
Yes, well, as our CEO has mentioned several times, rule number one in ENCE is reducing cost, and the bond is one of the costs that we have and we're looking at. This is public. You may know that there is a call over 100% of the bond next year in February at 105, premium of 5% over the par. The same as we are looking at other different cash costs in our mills, as well as in our energy plants, our corporate structure is definitely one of the things we are looking at in order not only to reduce cost, but as Ignacio was saying, to ring fence both businesses, accommodate the structures, and adapt them to an independent management of our businesses.
Thank you, Alfredo. Going to your third and last question, Nuno, CapEx and M&A. We are preparing now a strategic plan till 2021, and we will communicate that to the market in October or November, and I cannot answer that to you now. Regarding M&A, I want to stress that our company is focused on cash cost reduction and cash flow generation. Consolidation is not on our agenda. Thank you, Nuno.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we remind you, in order to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. Next question comes from Chris Ellis from Babson Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to clarify what you were saying on ring fencing, because my understanding was that bondholders had the two power plants, standalone power plants, were ring fenced out and had corresponding debt to it, and then the rest of the EBITDA was for bondholders, so that included Welver before it was shut down. So does that mean that Welver, because it's now a standalone power plant, will be ring fenced out, and therefore the EBITDA of that business or that plant should also be ignored for bondholders?
Regarding the ring fence, we see different growths and different strategies in our two businesses, pulp and energy. We are working, as we mentioned, and we hope to have that finalized by next week, is that the project finance for the energy have no at all recourse to the holding company nor to the pulp business. At the same time, what we want to do when we will recall the bond is to don't have any guarantee of the energy business to this bond. Then we think that we can finance at long term the pulp business, who is cyclical, with a bond on the capital markets. We don't want to have a debt net to EBITDA more than 2.5x, as we have mentioned many times. And when I speak about EBITDA, it's not the EBITDA with a strong dollar and the strong pulp prices, but it is an average EBITDA at normal prices, both of pulp and dollar. And we see that we can leverage a bit higher the energy business. We can grow with 5x net debt to EBITDA in this business. And what we want to have is also, and we will define that in our strategic plan, and I hope to be able to present that to you by October or November, a dividend policy in order that the cash flow generated by the pulp business goes to the shareholders and doesn't go to finance the growth of the biomass power plants. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So just to confirm, this is sort of work in progress, and this is based on potentially a new bond structure, whereas the existing bond structure, you still get the benefit of Welver, the 41 megawatt plant.
As Ignacio is saying, I mean, this is our aim and our target. As you may understand, there's different ways of targeting these objectives. We will just work on the best way to proceed to target them in the sooner term.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
There are no more questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good day for everybody.
Thank you.